Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Julian Dache, the president of International Flooring Company, IFC. Julian, how you doing?
Kemp, I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. I've been looking forward to catching up with you. You've been on the road a lot. You've been launching this Canopy brand. Before we get to some of that, let's talk about who IFC is. Most people know that your dad, Pete, is kind of funding this, but letting two of his boys run this operation. You're the president. Your brother William is in operations. You've got Greg Wren in marketing and product and John Teague in sales, right?
That's correct. We have a core strong group, and you know, with my dad as a nice ambassador and consultant to the company, I think we have a nice leadership path forward with the group. Very excited. Obviously, we're growing and trying to understand the marketplace and the right fit for where IFC stands in the marketplace, but I think we have a nice path forward and a good strategy ahead of us.
Tell us a little bit about what sets it apart. What's your USP, your unique selling proposition?
When we looked at the marketplace, there wasn't really a need for another, call it the national distributor of hard surface products. So we didn't want to just come in and be a me too. We have very similar products that are currently in the marketplace today, WPC and SPC being kind of the core product line that we bring to the marketplace because of history of the family and developing and guiding that category forward. But our USP or unique selling proposition really is a focus on the retailer, be limited in who we focus with. So we're not going to be a solution for everybody, but we will be a solution for a core network of dealers and ensuring that they have products that they can confidently get behind, but also for the dealer's RSAs to confidently get behind as well. So we are looking at this product and the marketplace to truly focus on what is the consumer need and then help translate that back to the retailer and back into our supply chain so that, you know, we're making good product decisions, but also good selling propositions.
And the products you sell, you're sourcing these from a domestic location, right?
We're multi-source, domestic. Okay. We do have a product line that is domestic and then overseas as well.
Okay, so this is a tough time to be launching a product, but just because consumer demand is down, but you're out there doing the missionary work and you've just started shipping your displays, right?
Yeah, Canopy, we officially launched about a month and a half ago. And when I say launch, meaning, you know, displays with samples and inventory ready to service those displays. But you're right, Kemp, you know, obviously consumer demand and retail walk-in is down. I mean, I've been, I would say almost all over the country here the past couple of weeks and listening to retail partners. You know, it's a mixed bag of where retail is today. We've got some retailers, in fact, was down in Florida region and some say, you know, we're up, and then up in the Pennsylvania, Delaware, New Jersey region, and they said they were down. So, I mean, it's definitely a mixed bag. And we see that with the brand and the ordering as well. It's not a consistent, I wouldn't call it businesses being consistent. I would say that it's chopped up, so to speak. To your point, in launching a brand, it's ensuring that we stay true to our mission and you're really making sure that we bring that value proposition to our retailer for then when business does really come back up or stay in that consistent model, we have the right foundations in place.
You know, I was looking at your website, and I invite our listeners to look as well. International Flooring Companies kind of make a long play on Canopy by showing a beautiful forest, these towering trees, and you're showing that natural area that underneath the canopy of these towering trees. You're doing a good job with the branding.
Yeah, so we've got the IFC head website or parent website, but then as well, we did develop, and something I would love to take a look at too, Kemp, and for the listeners as well, is we have canopyfloors.com, and that's a website focused on Canopy and the brand itself, and then the products that we put into that brand. And that's really going to help drive our digital aspect and support our retail partners that are partnered up with Canopy.
You mentioned some of this digital promotion. You've partnered with Broadloom. As a matter of fact, the last time we talked on an interview was at FloorCon. And part of that strategy is a pull strategy where you make some noise out there for people searching for flooring because that's where they all start. How's that working out?
Yeah, we just launched, like I said, with our display. So we didn't want to be kind of putting the cart before the horse with launching officially in a physical mindset. And we've also started to turn on our digital elements. So to your point, I mean, Broadloom has been a great partner so far in terms of helping us with, call it our tech abilities and digital abilities behind the scenes. So from a Google perspective, I mean, most consumers do start their journey online to understand a little bit about what they want to purchase and if it meets, you know, their requirements. And that's where Broadloom is, and with our team, really ensuring that we get in front of that potential customer. And then the focus is then to help drive that potential customer in making the right buying choice with the right partner.
What you do is you try to get them to be interested in Canopy, and then you take the dealer the lead, right?
Yeah, that's the idea, but also help educate. If you look at flooring as a whole, it's a big purchase, right? It's not a cheap purchase. It's a complicated purchase in the sense of it requires a certain room, depending on what room the consumer is changing out, specifically on the renovation side, to shut that room down in their house or rooms. So it's an emotional purchase because it, you know, changes the lifestyle a little bit. You know, design has emotion to it. So we're trying to guide that customer to make sure that they make the right buying choice, because there's a lot of options out there, a lot of good options, but with a lot of options, if not careful, can create some confusion. So we're just trying to be a company and a brand that gives that consumer and the retailer kind of a nice bridge to help make the right buying choice.
Okay, Julian, well, it's good to catch up with you. Again, been talking to Julian Dache, the president of IFC, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaAlley.net.